Working with our guides and the angelics, I'm greatly moved by something the Arcturian group just said. As high resonating light energy integrates into minds and hearts, it dissolves energy blocks, opens closed minds, and is pushing individuals to reclaim the innate power they so freely but ignorantly have given away. The reason I was struck was that I could have said that the personal cleansing I experienced after a 3-month residential encounter group program fits exactly that description. It dissolves energetic blocks, opens closed minds, and pushes individuals to reclaim the innate power they so freely but ignorantly have given away. The light does instantaneously what it took us 3 months of hard work to do. And so here we are, coming upon that state of grace without laborious practice or years of self-denial. High resonating light energy is lifting us all. I remember seeing a while back the graph of the Schumann resonance, and it was a solid white. Brackets, usually the white of the resonance occupies a portion only of its column. And many people are tracking and reporting coronal mass ejections, which is what the wave of love will be. Meanwhile, I feel increasingly disconnected from things I've long felt connected to. The reval is one example. It'll happen when it does. How many times have I said that? I'm drawing back a bit and focusing on other more immediate things. I also feel myself more and more in the moment. I haven't had a well-functioning short-term memory since 2012. Brackets. Michael said it was to get me out of focusing on the third dimension. But at the same time, I also haven't quite fully surrendered to the moment. I'd know if I had, because, quotation marks, the moment, like, quotation marks, the heart, is, from past experience, a portal to higher dimensionality. But we only see and know that if and when we're in the moment. I leave all matters of advancement, in quotation marks, to Michael, who meters the light out to me consistent with my soul contract, as he explains here. His comments are interesting. Permit me to cite them at some length. I think they apply to all of us. Archangel Michael, what you have seen is that you have been given bite-sized pieces of energy bumps, of input, of what you can digest and handle and truly bring to fruition. If you are in the process of expansion, you don't go from grade 3 to a PhD in a week. Archangel Michael, you have experienced progressively periods of unity, of transformative love, square brackets 7D, of ecstasy, square brackets 12D, of bliss, square brackets 8D, that you feel, brackets, and I emphasize feel, come and go. But every time you have had this experience, it has edged you up a level. And so it is for all of us who are here for this ascension, I believe. Our guides and the angelics are working with all of us, as I understand it, to unfold our consciousness and open our hearts gradually so as not to overstress the body. But there is a limitation, Michael says. Archangel Michael, are we archangels in partnership with every being on the planet? Yes, but it is difficult when you are in a partnership and the other person does not realize it. So we are working with those who realize we are in partnership. And so that is why we are having these conversations. Later, he said, having a relationship with an archangel will be commonplace. I notice that one by one, I'm leaving more and more things to Michael. Finances, enlightenment, my writing. What else? How relaxed do I wish to be?